This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the December-January issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, our list of bests spotlights fiction. Then we'll have reviews in fiction, including reviews of The Underground Railroad by Colson Whitehead, It's an Earphones winner, read by Bonnie Turpin, and Ann Patchett's latest novel, Commonwealth, read by Hope Davis. I also have a narrator interview with Joy Osmansky and a review of her reading of Cowie Hart Hemmings's How to Party with an Infant. Let's get right to it. Our list of fiction today includes two pictures, one of Eduardo Ballerini and one of Adenrele Ojo. And they each carry QR codes, which when you scan it with your smartphone, will give you their interpretation of how they felt when they were reading their best of the book. Okay, here's our list of fiction for 2016. American Buffalo by David Mamet. It's read by Josh Stamberg, Morris Williams, and Rich Hutchman, and the LA Theater Works. Another Brooklyn by Jacqueline Woodson, read by Robin Miles. Barkskins by Annie Prue, read by Robert Petkoff. Belgravia by Julian Fellows, read by Juliette Stevenson. Everybody's Fool by Richard Russo, read by Mark Bramhall. Grace by Natasha Deon, read by Lisa Renee Pitts. The House at the Edge of Night by Catherine Bennett. Banner, read by Eduardo Ballerini. La Rose by Louise Erdrich, read by the author. A Little Life by Hannah Yanagihara, read by Oliver Wyman. Mr. Monkey by Francine Prose, read by Kirby Hayborn. The Mothers by Britt Bennett, read by Adenrele Ojo. My Name is Lucy Barton by Elizabeth Strout, read by Kimberly Farr. The Knicks by Nathan Hill, read by Ari Fliakos. Sweet Bitter by Stephanie Danler, read by Alex McKenna. Truly Madly Guilty by Leanne Moriarty, read by Caroline Lee. And finally, The Underground Railroad by Colson Whitehead, read by Bonnie Turpin. And those are our list of the best books and narrators in fiction. And now we'll start right out with our reviews in fiction, and our first review is an Earphones winner. As you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews display a QR code, which when you scan it with your smartphone will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code, and if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today is The Heavenly Table by Donald Ray Pollock, an Earphones winner, read by Kirby Hayborn. This is one of those gritty audiobooks, like a Tarantino or Peckinpah movie, that listeners may find difficult to forget and hard to recommend. A century ago, near the Alabama-Georgia border, darkness, misery, and brutality rained down upon a crew of Southern Gothic characters, including a gang of hardscrabble outlaws, a defrauded farmer and his wife, and a worker whose job it is to measure outhouse sewage, all vividly brought to life by narrator Kirby Hayborn. In Pollock's world, penance and suffering are the existential price for a seat at the heavenly table. The prose is beautifully constructed, often hilarious and digressive, without being showy, and Hayborn's low-key narration keeps the storytelling grounded throughout the scenes of cruelty and chaos. Richard W. Stimm wrote that review of The Heavenly Table by Donald Ray Pollock. It's an Earphones winner, read by Kirby Hayborn, available from Random House Audio for 14 hours, unabridged. Our next review is The Underground Railroad by Colson Whitehead, an Earphones winner, read by Bonnie Turpin. Magical realism meets historical fiction in this heartbreaking story of Cora's escape from the horrors of enslavement on a Georgia cotton plantation and her dream of freedom in the fabled North. Bonnie Turpin's narration is near perfection as she captures the emotional heart of this audiobook. Her sensitive pacing allows listeners to absorb the impact of intense scenes and tugs them along when the plot races by. Using well-crafted dialect and authentic-sounding accents, Turpin believably dramatizes the wide range of characters, projecting the cruelty of the white bounty hunters, the determined fear of the runaway slave, and the reserved kindness of the Underground Railroad station masters. Turpin's strong performance, combined with author Whitehead's affecting writing, makes this one of the audiobooks you cannot miss. Candace B. Levy wrote that review of The Underground Railroad by Colson Whitehead. It's an Earphones winner, read by Bonnie Turpin, and it's available from Random House Audio for 10.75 hours, unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have The Jealous Kind, Weldon Holland, Book 3, by James Lee Burke, read by Will Patton. James Lee Burke's exquisite story about a teenager caught up in a 1950s class war, narrated by Will Patton, grabs listeners from the get-go. His portrayal of the novel's young narrator, Aaron Holland, Broussard, is fully believable, particularly as Patton drops listeners right onto the back of Original Sin, a notorious bull that Broussard rides in the rodeo. On a deeper level, Patton's compassion resonates as the boy struggles to prevent his best friend from self-destructing. From Burke's dialogue, Patton extracts not only the Houston setting, but also its distinctive social groups and their complex network of relationships. At times, Patton uses a breathy effect that, while dramatic, contradicts Broussard's character and jolts the listener out of the plot. But overall, this is a stellar production not to be missed. That review by Jennifer Forbus is of The Jealous Kind. Weldon Holland, Book 3, by James Lee Burke, read by Will Patton. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 11.75 hours unabridged. Next, we have Commonwealth by Ann Patchett, read by Hope Davis. Hope Davis is an outstanding narrator, and many will enjoy her interpretation of Ann Patchett's expansive new novel based on her own life. An affair followed by divorce divides two families, and the repercussions stretch over several decades, linking the two sets of children in a common tragedy. The novel rests heavily on narration and on different character perspectives, a strategy wonderfully conceived and executed by Patchett, who depicts key events in retrospect and at a distance in chapters assigned to different decades, different sets of characters, and different sides of the country. Dialogue scenes are essential as well, and here Davis might have done better to maintain a consistent narrative voice rather than trying to represent individual character voices, which prove of uneven quality. Regardless, Patchett is, as always, a surprising and resourceful storyteller. David A. Walton wrote that review of Commonwealth by Ann Patchett, read by Hope Davis, available from Harper Audio for 10.5 hours, unabridged. Our next fiction review is News of the World. It's written by Paulette Giles, and it's read by Grover Gardner. Narrator Grover Gardner's charming voice lends the perfect touch to Captain Jefferson Kidd, a lonely widower in 1870 Texas. Gardner smoothly portrays kids' sophistication as he eloquently reads the news to settlers for 10 cents a listener. Braver than he should be in his sunset years, Kid agrees to single-handedly escort an orphan girl across 400 miles of dangerous Indian territory. Gardner tenderly portrays the 10-year-old's resentment and gradual trust as she is torn from the Kiowa tribe who kidnapped her and slowly rediscovers her original culture and the German and English languages she once spoke. Gardner's unpretentious narration does justice to Giles's often exquisite turn of phrase and graceful depictions of the ethnically diverse American West. Nancy M. Campbell wrote that review of News of the World. It's written by Paulette Giles, read by Grover Gardner, available from Brilliance Audio for 6 hours of unabridged listening. And this is just a reminder that you are listening to the December-January issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, back to our reviews in fiction. We have Truly, Madly, Guilty by Leanne Moriarty and Earphones winner read by Caroline Lee. Caroline Lee with Leanne Moriarty makes one of the great pairings in audio publishing. Moriarty constructs a plot the way God builds an onion. The characters are human and interesting in the outer layers, though in ways opaque, like the behavior of strangers whose inner lives we don't understand. Here, Clementine, her family, and their friends Erica and Oliver have been devastated by something that happened at a neighbor's backyard barbecue. But what? How? Why? Lee's performance is emotionally shrewd and irresistibly entertaining, always fully invested in each character, as he or she is, by turns, touched, puzzled, outraged, or horrified by unfolding events. Before you know it, Lee and Moriarty have you hopelessly hooked until you reach the dense, intricately interlocked heart of this wholly satisfying listen. Beth Gutchen wrote that review of Truly, Madly, Guilty. It's written by Leanne Moriarty, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Caroline Lee. It's available from Macmillan Audio for 17.5 hours unabridged. Next in fiction, we have Today Will Be Different by Maria Semple. It's an Earphones winner, read by Kathleen Wilhoit. Listeners are dropped into Eleanor Flood's complicated life just as she's about to have a meltdown. Her son is faking illness, her husband is lying to her, and she's upset by news of her estranged sister. Narrator Kathleen Wilhoit gives Eleanor a voice that's as quirky and unpredictable as her personality, while offering clues as to why things have gone so wrong in her life. Not only does Wilhoit perfectly convey a character who is both frustrating and charming, she also maintains the cohesiveness of the story as it shifts between first and third person perspectives. It's the kind of narration that draws listeners into the story, wanting to know what happens next. The icing on the cake is a rendition of Morning Has Broken, complete with guitar accompaniment. Michelle M. Goggins wrote that review of Today Will Be Different by Maria Semple. It's an Earphones winner, read by Kathleen Wilhoit, available from Hachette Audio for 6.5 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have The Mothers. It's written by Britt Bennett. It's an Earphones winner, read by Adenrele Ojo. Do the decisions we made in our youth shape the rest of our lives? Britt Bennett's absorbing debut novel, set in Southern California's Black community, gets a sensitive narration by Adenrele Ojo. The lives of three damaged teens intertwine and reconnect as they meet again as adults. Nadia, Aubrey, and Luke have a secret. All good secrets have a taste before you tell them, and if we'd taken a moment to swish this one around in our mouths, we might have noticed the sourness of an unripe secret, plucked too soon, stolen, and passed around before its season. Ojo's voice is smooth as honey and prickly as thistles when portraying the gossipy mothers who relentlessly poke at the secret until nothing remains hidden. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of The Mothers by Britt Bennett, an Earphones winner, read by Adenrele Ojo. It's available from Penguin Audio for 10 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Okay, now we're going to take a break from our reviews, and we're going to have an interview with Joy Osmansky. Joy Osmansky's vibrant, cheerful voice immediately affirms why she's a popular narrator and the recipient of 2 Audiophile Earphones Awards. Even though she has multiple academic credentials, degrees in creative writing, studio art, and theater, as well as professional credits in theater, TV, and film, she never expected to find herself narrating audiobooks. It was a very desirable fluke, she says. A friend who was working as an editor for Simon & Schuster said they had a very specific narrator need and wondered if she was interested in auditioning for it. The book was Zheng Cheng's Wild Swans, 3 Daughters of China. That was my very first audiobook, and talk about a trial by fire. It took long hours of recording and was loaded with challenges. Covering 3 generations of Chinese women, the audiobook is almost 23 hours of listening. While there were no accents to perform, Osmansky called upon a helpful expert for assistance in mastering the hundreds of Mandarin pronunciations. There were so many pronunciation challenges, I didn't want to offend anyone by mispronouncing things. Since then, there have been numerous audio opportunities as well as challenges for Osmansky. Since recording requires vocal calisthenics rather than physical dexterity, she admits, putting all the energy and focus into the words is not easy. The energy has to have somewhere to go. Left to my own devices, it's hard for me to sit still. Just ask her husband, Corey Brill, who is also an audiobook narrator. Sometimes they work in the same studio. Because the studio has a big glass door between the booths, sometimes I'll pass him while he's narrating, and he'll pass me when I am. And I guess because we're both actors, we're used to acting with our entire bodies, so we're both very animated, arms flailing and gesturing wildly around the mic. Her recent experience with Cowie Hart Hemmings's How to Party with an Infant proved less physical than some, but more personally relevant than any of her recordings so far. In addition to being the mother of a teenage stepdaughter, not only did my husband and I recently adopt, I'm also pregnant. With a teenager, a new 9-month-old, and a baby due around the holidays, Osmansky thinks she understands each of Hemmings' characters in a very personal way. At some points during the recording, she found she had to stop and laugh out loud, while she found other moments poignant. What about the future? Osmansky is in a new Netflix series, The Santa Clarita Diet, coming out in 2017. I'm really excited about it because some of the best TV writing I've ever had the pleasure of being a part of. And, new babies notwithstanding, we are sure there are more audiobooks in her future. Perhaps something in children and family listening. That narrator highlight of Joy Osmansky was conducted by yours truly, Sandy Henschel. And here's a review of How to Party with an Infant by Cowie Hart Hemmings, read by Joy Osmansky. Joy Osmansky gives a graceful and attentive performance of this charming and often hilarious addition to the Mommy Lit Shelf. The title refers to a possible title for a cookbook the heroine hopes to write. Mele is a San Francisco single mother whose faithless baby daddy is getting married to someone else and wants their daughter to be a flower girl at his wedding. Her mommy support group includes Henry, a rich and handsome married father and husband whose life is unraveling. See if you can guess what's going to happen. Osmansky handled the drama and comedy with equal deftness, and there's plenty of both here as Mele's friends tell her their stories so she can weave them into her cookbook proposal. It's wonderful fun. That review by Beth Gutchen of How to Party with an Infant by Cowie Hart Hemmings, read by Joy Osmansky. It's from Simon & Schuster Audio for 7.25 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Okay, we will continue now with our reviews in fiction, and our next review is entitled Nutshell. It's by Ian McEwan, read by Rory Kinnear. Actor Rory Kinnear, so memorable as King Henry IV in the Hollow Crown series, assumes an equal challenge in conveying the sly humor and grim comedy of McEwan's tour de force. Based on the Hamlet story and told by an unborn fetus, this is a novel of voice and perspective. As the unborn listens to his mother and uncle plot his father's murder, he offers a commentary that ranges into history and social values, ethics, and philosophy. His worried consciousness filters a helter-skelter of broadcasts and conversations and secondhand contacts with the world and a fearful contemplation of his own impending future. Short, fast-paced, expertly rendered by a voice it seems written for, this is a flawless production and pure entertainment. David A. Walton wrote that review of Nutshell by Ian McEwan, read by Rory Kinnear. It's from Recorded Books for 5.5 hours, unabridged, and it's an earphones winner. Our next review is A Gentleman in Moscow by Amy Towles. It's an earphones winner, read by Guy Smith. Nothing demonstrates the pleasures of audiobook listening better than a fine novel narrated with sensitivity and understanding. Amor Towles' second novel covers 40 years of Soviet history from the perspective of a genteel count, a former person in communist orthodoxy who was sentenced to house arrest in Moscow's famous Metropole Hotel. A gifted narrator, Nicholas Guy Smith captures scene and character with expressive shadings of voice and tone, a master performance that engages the listener from the start and illuminates Towles' telling prose and subtle dialogue. In a season of outstanding novels, this one stands out and will make the listener eager to return to Towles' celebrated first novels, Rules of Civility. David A. Walton did that review of A Gentleman in Moscow by Amor Towles. It's an earphones winner, read by Nicholas Guy Smith, available from Penguin Audio for 18 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Fortunes by Peter Ho Davies, read by James Chen. Narrating this novel about the Chinese-American experience, James Chen delivers the characters' personalities without falling into caricature. His success is especially evident in his respectful rendering of the pidgin English used by Chinese immigrants in four significant time periods, starting with the building of our nation's first transcontinental railroad in the 1860s. Besides focusing on immigration issues and prejudice in early Hollywood and 1980s Detroit, the story dramatizes first-generation Chinese-Americans' conflicting desires, meeting their filial duties versus assimilating into Western culture. Chen's understated portrayals help listeners understand, although circumstances have clearly changed since the mid-1800s, Chinese Americans' concerns, even in the 21st century, have remained unexpectedly constant. The audiobook provides an interesting perspective on the current immigration debate in America. Candace B. Levy wrote that review of The Fortunes by Peter Ho Davies, read by James Chen, available from Brilliance Audio for 11 hours, unabridged. Finally today, we have Leave Me by Gail Forman, read by Eva Kaminsky. This audiobook begins with a jolt. Maribeth is having a heart attack, but she's too harried to notice it. Eva Kaminsky's narration is at once uniquely emotional and quietly familiar. When Maribeth decides to leave the chaotic atmosphere of her family to look after herself and fully heal, the listener can understand her need for solitude. Each character in this novel has his or her own voice, thanks to Kaminsky's skill. Personalities emerge with nuances of timbre and tone. Some inflections are more believable than others. Children, for example, can sound too precious at times, but these are bumps in an otherwise engaging road. Listeners will be reluctant to leave. Leslie B. Fine wrote that review of Leave Me by Gail Forman, read by Eva Kaminsky. It's available from Recorded Books for 8.5 hours of unabridged listening. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when I have a narrator highlight with Ari Fliakos and a few more reviews in fiction. After that, our list of bests spotlights mystery and suspense, followed by reviews in that area, including reviews of A Great Reckoning, Chief Inspector Gamache, Three Pines Book 12 by Louise Penny, and Earphones Winner, read by Robert Bathurst, and The Black Widow, Gabriel Allon, Book 16 by Daniel Silva, another Earphones Winner from George Guidel. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.